Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
As we continue to march our way through the 2024 election cycle, of course, a lot of attention on the presidential politics of it all, which will culminate in the first Tuesday of November. We also have some important big races here in the state of Utah, which will put new people in a variety of positions, including the role of attorney general. One of those who is running to fill that office is Derek Brown, and he joins us live on the line. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Boyd. Appreciate you having me.
So you've been out and about with delegates, doing cottage meetings, having all kinds of gatherings, making your case there. And that's always an interesting experience to be out amongst voters, potential voters, delegates. Tell me something that you have learned in that process and maybe something that has even surprised you as you've been going through this race for the attorney general spot.
Well, I mean, I've learned that there is a lot of angst out there and a lot of people really interested in what takes place in even the local races here in Utah, but I've enjoyed the fact that so many people are engaged, and we have 4,000 Republican delegates, and I've been at events where they're literally taking notes as I'm speaking, which means that they're comparing and contrasting the candidates and really doing their job. And so anyway, I've been pleasantly surprised, And quite frankly, Boyd, it's a little unnerving when someone's taking notes when you're speaking, but that's a good thing, right? I mean, I like the fact that there is that level of engagement.
Yeah, I think that's such an important thing. And it is always refreshing to see how serious people take it and leaning into that process of being an informed voter. I think we all can take some lessons there as mm-hmm. well. So give us a little bit of the why story for you in choosing to take on this particular race at this particular time.
Well, I think for me, this is a moment in time it's an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to give back. I've always believed that you take the George Washington model, you get in, you serve, you step up, and then you step out. And I've always felt very strongly about that model. I did that in the House of Representatives. I was in the state house. I served for a few years. I had an opportunity to help Senator Lee out, so I stepped out. Same thing with the state party. I was the GOP state chair for a couple of years. And when it was over, I had people saying, hey, go do another round. You know, this one will be easier. And it'll be more of one person called it a victory lap because all the hard stuff had been done. And I said, you know what? Service isn't about victory laps. It's about getting stuff done and then getting back to the private sector. And I feel like we are at a critical point in time as a state and as a country, particularly as it involves the federal government and the level of just overreach into every aspect of our life. And this is an issue I've been working on for 20 plus years, ever since I practiced law with Senator Lee, 20 plus years ago in Washington. It's an issue that I care about, I've been working on. And so I feel like this is a moment where I can make a difference. I can serve and do what I've done before, step up, serve, and then step out.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I'm going to get my disclaimer in here that about 8 years ago, maybe a little more than 8 years ago, I was part of a hiring process that took you out of that private sector and put you in a Senate office as a deputy chief of staff. And a lot of people look at those kinds of transitions and they kind of wonder what's going on there. And often those come at a cost. I know that your wife, Emily, has had similar things that my wife, Debbie, has had when you come home and say, hey, we've got a new opportunity. And she says, how much is it going to cost us? what kind of pay cut are we going to take to do this? But you've had those kind of moments where you've said, okay, I've got this great offer in hand, but I think I have an opportunity to make a difference and not just a dollar. Describe that for us.
Well, it is. I mean, it is a trade-off. I mean, public service is called that for a reason. And we've joked that every time I've had an opportunity to do really well financially, that I've blown it by going into public service. But, when you feel that gentle nudge to serve, I think you answer that call. And I've had a lot of people that have said to me, one of these days I want to run for office. What should I do now? And I said, well, be part of your community. Serve where you can. Learn a skill. Be involved. And I promise the moment will come. And I've had so many friends who've had a moment, whether it's the Planning Commission or the State House of Representatives or something in their community. I mean, when that moment comes and you get that, you know, the nudge to serve, that's the time. And so I encourage everyone to look for those opportunities, because that's really what this is about. Politics should not be a profession. It should be, you know, brief periods of time where you get in, you use your talents and abilities to help those around you, and then you transition to doing, you know, going back to doing what you were doing before.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of that model, to get in, to make a difference, to get back out, because we do need it in community. And then when you're in community, that tap on the shoulder moment comes, and you're ready, you're prepared, you can do that for a season, and then you move on to the next thing. Well, Derek, as we close out, I'm going to close with a question I ask every single person running for office. I've asked people running for president of the United States, to local mayors, county commissioners, everybody in between. And you have experienced the rough and tumble of politics. It's hard. It's exhausting. It's exasperating. It's hard on families. It's hard on profession. It's hard on everything. And so the question is, what makes all of this worthwhile for you, even if you get to the end of the day and you don't become the next attorney general?
That's a great question. For me, this has been an opportunity to raise awareness and let people know that we have this critical, crucial moment in time where I think we are positioned to make an impact as a state and as a country as it relates to federal overreach and so many of these conservative issues that I care about. And if in the end the voters choose someone else, what will make it worthwhile for me is if the person they chose is someone who is qualified, aware of, and able to really address those issues, because we really are at a critical turning point in this country right now. And so if that's where this ends up, if that's where this leads it, and if the voters choose someone else, fantastic. As long as we're able to address some of the biggest issues that we are facing as a state, and we're well positioned to do that. So that's, you know, that's my hope. That's what would make it all worthwhile for me.
All right. Derek Brown running for the Attorney General's office here in the state of Utah. Big convention coming up on Saturday, of course, and then on to the June 25th primary. We'll continue to keep our eye on all of those things. Derek, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Boyd. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, that's Derek Brown running for Attorney General here in the state of Utah. And KSL News Radio has you covered with everything you're going to need, rolling not just into this weekend where you have both the Democrats and the Republicans having their conventions, and then those will pivot and move on to the June 25th primary. And so a lot going on, and I love the fact that we can get in and become a little more educated, understand just a little bit better what are the core issues. I love to look at how people think, what makes them tick. Because that often will tell you how they'll vote, how they'll lead, or how they will govern. But you can't get that from bumper stickers or just sailing across and just looking at the headlines. And again, big thanks to Derek Brown. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to look at the Utah Senate race for the U.S. Senate. And we'll have Brent Hatch joining us on the line coming up next on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.